Why refresh?
Honestly, because I believe that's how they will feel at the end of the show. Refreshed.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to Refresh, hosted by NHISG Sports Media. My name is Regina Johnson, and I'll be your host for the afternoon. But before we get ready to get into the show, I dare not exit out without welcoming our live studio audience to Refresh. Good morning. I want to welcome you to Refresh, being brought to you by NHISG Sports Media Radio 101. I am Regina Johnson. I am your host for today. Today, I want to talk about us clearing a path for our success. Before I go any further, though, I'd like to take a moment to give a quick shout out to Princess Cooper and all the hosts of NHISG and let you guys know I'm glad to be a part. And keep doing the great job in what you're doing. Going back to our topic for today, clearing a path for our success, many of us are short on time. Delayed. We have a delayed success. And the reason why we have delayed success is because there's so many things that's cluttering up our path that leads to success. You say, okay, well, what are you talking about, you know, the things that are cluttering up? One of the things that is a big issue is we have a hard time of letting go of past failures. I remember, oh my goodness, it probably was 16 years ago. I had an event that went really bad. And when I say it went really bad, I suffered great loss financially. It affected my family. It affected my my ministry, and it created just undue pressure. And I felt guilty. I felt guilty for the decision that I made, because the decisions that I make affect more than just myself. They affect my husband and my children, and you know, so on and so forth. And even though I had people that said, "Hey, this is a great idea," at the end of the day, it still went. You know, it went bad. It went bad in my eyes, even though I had many people say that it was a success. It wasn't what I was hoping for it to be. And so what I did for many years, I allowed that moment, because I wasn't able to give birth to what or cause the development of a show, a project that was what I saw in my head. I was frustrated with myself and I was depressed. And as a matter of fact, I probably spent, I would say, at least 2 years depressed and suicidal, because I had been working on this project for not, it didn't just come about like, you know, one day. Yeah, I'd been working on it for a couple of years. And so when it didn't go as I had desired for it to go, I was really heartbroken, and I felt like I let a lot of people down. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because I didn't have the ability to just let it go. There are some things that have taken place in your life that have created what you would call a space of failure. And it doesn't even have to be like multiple things. It could be just one thing that you were so sure it was going to work out really well for you. And when it didn't, it created this pocket of insecurity and fear. And then you were unable to fully trust that you have the ability to get whatever that job done was done. And it doesn't happen just in careers, because that was definitely a career move. It doesn't happen just in our careers. It may happen like in a marriage. Maybe you thought, oh, this is the guy that I'm supposed to be married to, the lady that I'm supposed to be married to. And then when it fails, it creates this thing on the inside of you that tells you you have the inability to get the job done. And so what we do is we stall out in that place. Well, if you're going to be successful in any area of your life, you're going to have to learn how to cast things off when they don't work out well for you. I mean, it's not that you don't want to assess it, you know, to look at it and say, okay, this is what I did, or that is what I did, you know, and I could do something better, or maybe I shouldn't have used this or gone in this direction with it. The idea itself was a great idea, but, you know, I just sort of miss it. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to assess it, to look at it and see where you make the mistake. But what I'm saying is when you see it, cast it off, take the things that you've learned from it and continue to move forward. What I did, and I'm not going to talk about anyone else's successes and failures. I'm just going to deal with me. What I did was I just kept looking at it and mourning over it like it was the death of an individual or a friend or a relative. And so I just kind of stayed stuck in that place. And it went from feeling like a failure to a place of being so depressed that literally I wanted to die. I felt like that I had been trusted with a great responsibility. And at the end of the day, I fold. I just folded to being able to create this thing that was greater. And so for 2 years, I was depressed to the point of suicide, which meant that anything else that I could have been doing during that 2 years that would have brought success, I couldn't get to it because my focus was so set on where I had made the mistake, where I had the error, or where in my mind where I had failed, that I couldn't even see where it was that I could pick up, keep moving, cause other things to happen that also would have manifested something that was great in my life. I was stuck in that place. It wasn't until I realized, and I'm a Christian, and so I believe that my steps are ordered by the Lord. And so nothing that I do, it shocks him or catches him off guard. And so when I realized that I didn't shock the universe by that, you know, failure, that in that moment I got up and made a decision that I'm going to keep moving and I'm going to keep trying and I'm coming back again with greater wisdom and greater understanding. Now, on the downside of that, while I was twiddling my thumbs and feeling sad for myself, one of my relatives ran into someone that had on a T-shirt that was very much like the project in which I worked on. As a matter of fact, they have the same name. And so this individual said they participated in that project in Washington, D.C. So what I'm trying to say is while you're twiddling your thumbs and still stuck in the old place over a past failed event, past failed project, work project, marriage, someone else is moving forward with your idea, with your plan. I always share to my friends, while we're stuck, someone else will be living in your house, living out your dream is basically what I'm saying, driving your car, married to your wife, your husband, while you're trying to recover over something that was only meant to be a temporal experience. See, we got to learn how to fall and literally pop back up and keep moving. No one is staring or convicting or condemning is what I'm looking for, the word, condemning you greater than you're condemning yourself. It's time for you to learn how to let go, clear the path. Now, when I say clear the path, that means if it was a failure, get it off the road. You know, don't leave it there like roadkill, you know, driving by it every day on your way to. I love it because, like, you know, you have people that are their sole job is like to clear the highways and to clear the road of debris that no longer is needed. You need to learn how to clear the debris of dead and sinking things, events, relationships, clear the path and keep moving forward. If not, every day that you drive by it, it will be a remembrance of what happened on yesterday. You don't need to be reminded of a failure. You know that you missed it. So shake yourself free from it and keep moving. Keep moving. Keep trusting that, you know, things will work out better the next time. Work out better, not the next time, but it will work out better now. Even changing the way you think will cause you to have a greater level of success in your next venture. So, hey, look, I'm gonna take a quick break just for a second, and I'll be right back in a moment. You are listening to Refresh.
The word of God is truth, and He says that He will never leave us, If he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers, my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it the person down the street you know so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
I'd like to welcome you back to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. You're listening to NHSD Sports Media, brought to you by 101 Radio. Where today's subject is clearing a path for your success. Before I went on the break, I was talking about how we get stuck in past failures, which delay our success for our right now season. And so what I want you to do with me is I want you to just take a moment and just think about what is the thing that has kept you from being able to move forward to your next venture of success. I know some of you are saying, well, you know what? The last time I tried X, Y, or Z, whatever that was, it wasn't successful. I failed, and I don't think I ever want to try that again. I want to encourage you today to try it again. Just because what you think was a failure in your own eyes, in the eyes of many others, you did not fail. You actually had success. It didn't go exactly like how you intended for it to go. And I could hear somebody already saying, well, that's what determines success. No, what determines success is how did it affect others? Did the work you do, did it impact someone's life? Even if it's one person. No, it wasn't at the level in which you desired for it to be, but what was it? How did it impact? That's what I'm trying to say. How did it impact others? Hey, look, I want you to look at it. Just take a quick moment and look at what are you afraid of? What is stopping you from stepping into your success? The topic is clearing the path. Until you can address what's stopping you, you will never have a clear path to move you into your place of success. If you want to experience success, you first have to clear a path from all the junk, all of the past failures. Before I went on break, what I was saying was there are people that are hired on like for the highways to clear junk, debris, to clear aside, the carcass of dead animals. Because if not, every day when they're driving by, when we're driving by, you can only see the things that have died. You need to take a good look and say, you know what? What is the thing that's stopping me? What is the dead thing that is still existing on my highway to my success that needs to be removed, pushed aside, cleaned up, done away with?
Until you can identify it, you will continue to drive by with these fears that are unwarranted, these memories of a time that happened that you should have let go of a long time ago. Until you're able to do that, you will not be able to enter into your highway of success. So ask yourself the question. For me, it was an event in which I did back in 2000. I did this event. It didn't go how I wanted it to go. And every time I got ready to do something else, that event would always pop up in my head. It was that dead thing that was on the pathway to my success. I would always think about the people that did not show up, the finances that were difficult to place my hand on. The message that went out and said that the event was canceled. I mean, these things would always just play over and over. Every time I would get ready to go into something new, I would always think, what if it turns out like it did the last time? As I said in the first segment, I'm a Christian, and so I believe that things don't happen by accident. I believe that my steps are ordered by the Lord, and so I believe that even in that thing that was difficult, I believe or what was considered a failure in my eyes was really a stepping stone for my success. It was a stepping stone for my success. You say, okay, Regina, well, what do you mean by that? I mean, if I had not learned the things that I learned in that journey, I would not be prepared for my next journey. So what I've done is I cleared it off the path. A pathway to my success. I don't sit and think about it. I don't look for the evidence of it anymore. What I've done is I have placed it to the back, not to complete where I've forgotten about it, because what I've done is I've placed it in this category of helps. When I say of helps, is what I mean is I hold on to the parts of it that will help me to be successful in my next journey. I mean, like, I won't make the mistakes that I made the last time, but I believe that it is imperative that you clear the dead carcass of it off of the road so you're not driving by and looking at it. Let's look at this thing concerning relationships. There are people that today are afraid to get married. They're afraid. They will live with you all day long. They will commit to you as long as I don't have to put a ring on your finger. But what they'll do is, the reason why they don't want to make that commitment is maybe they were from a marriage that was a family where there was a long trail of divorces, or maybe they are were in a relationship with someone that abused them. What you have to do is look at why those marriages or relationships fail. Don't measure the relationship in which you're in by those. Work and try to perfect the things concerning yourself, and then move forward. Erase the fact that your parents, your mom and dad might have gotten divorced, or all of your friends may have divorced. That doesn't mean that you will not have success. But as long as you are looking at those things, you will never, ever be able to grab hold of the place where you are intended to have success. I know right now it's just like I can feel myself. It's like I'm all excited because I am in this place of where I'm tired of seeing people who were intended to have not just success, but great success, live mediocre lives because they are stuck in their past. Clear the pathway for your success. Move those things that are dead and broken out of your path. I'm just going to share something with you. I remember I am in my second marriage. I married when I was really young, out of just my emotions. And my father actually died. If you've been listening to me any length of time, you may have even heard this. My father died, and so I married a guy that was just my friend. And if he's listening or his family's listening, I don't blame him. When I was younger, I did blame him. But now that I'm older and I understand, I don't blame him. Sidebar, take responsibility for your part in whatever has happened clear it off the pathway and keep moving. So anyway, so I married this guy. It didn't work out. It was a complete mess. Why? Because I just kind of just jumped into something. He jumped into something. We were trying to fix each other. We were not in it because we were in love or we believed that we were our life partners. We were just trying to answer something within ourselves. I'm telling you this because in that, it put some fears because of the things that I experienced. Excuse me. It created some fears in my life that when I entered into the relationship that really was my life partner, really was the person that I feel was created for me to, you know, to be the father of my children, to be, you know, my co-laborer in this life, you know, when he came, I will never forget. I'm so busy looking at him, waiting on him to do the things that happened in my first relationship that I could not enjoy it at the level that that I should have. That's what I mean. Like, clear the path. I will never forget on my honeymoon. Man, you know, it was, my wedding was beautiful. You know, the first night was beautiful. I woke up the next morning, the day after I had married him, and I was petrified. And when I tell you I was horrified, I mean, when I thought about I had actually married again, I wanted to grab my bag, slide out of the bed, creep out of the hotel room, you know, and head back, because I was so afraid that what had happened in my past, that it was going to happen then. That's what I mean. Get rid of the things that wounded you, the things that are still laying on your path from your past, leading to your destiny, your success. You got to clear it out of the way. If I had never resolved that issue of my first marriage, I never, ever would have had success in my second marriage. I have been with this man almost 30 years now, and it has been a wonderful journey. But if I had stayed stuck like I was the day after I had said I do, I would have ruined that relationship. Many of you are ruining your opportunities. You're ruining your moments of success. Why? Because you're still stuck in your path, in the path of your past. You need to get rid of all of the things that make you afraid, that are saying you're insecure, that saying that you will never, ever make it. Let me tell you something. I would have missed out on this guy. And I know that probably seems so simple. Like, man, you could get a better guy. Can you really find someone that is so compatible with you that I'm telling you that you're answering each other's words, like your thoughts, like, I'm thinking something and he's able to articulate what's in my mind before I can even say it. I don't think those types of relationships just happen every day, but I do believe that they are out there and we miss those opportunities because we are stuck on things that happened in our past. Let me tell you something. There are people that are watching you right now for business opportunities. There are people that are watching you for creative opportunities. I mean, when I say business, I mean like your own business. There are people that are watching on your job that want to promote you, but every time they get ready to raise you up, that thing from your past shows up and you become afraid and you began to try to self-sabotage, not even trying on purpose. You do self-sabotage your opportunities because instead of your eyes facing your destiny, your chance, your place of success, your eyes are stuck on what happened to you back in your past. Shake yourselves. Shake yourselves free from that. Shake yourselves and begin to move forward. See yourself not as who you were, but see yourself as who you are now. There's a young man that I know that's a part of our ministry. I actually am a senior pastor of a church. And by the way, if you don't catch us at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, you can always catch me at 11:30 a.m. Here on NHISG and just enter in and come and have service with us. So anyway, just getting back on topic, there is a gentleman that He was addicted to crack cocaine that was a part of our ministry, and he desired to be a part of the actual staff. And so he would start out, and he would do really great, and the next thing you know, he would be missing. And so there would be family members and church members that would go out and try to find him. And every time he would fail, he would say, you know, I'm not worthy of this opportunity, or I will never ever be able to be the person that I believe that God intended for me to be. And he would start feeling bad. And I remember one time he was saying that, and I was like, you know what? Just hush. Get up. Can you tell him from Texas? I said, hush. Be quiet and move forward. No one's looking at your past but you. When that young man stopped doing that and he stopped condemning himself for having this addiction and started leaning and depending upon the tools that had been given him for success and leaning and trusting. And I have to say this, you know, I just believe that you have to have something that you can trust in, put your whole trust in. And my trust is in the Lord. And so I teach people to trust him because he's sovereign and that he will make a way for you. He will help you. I know. That the questions are, where was he when I was in the middle of my storm? Where was he when I was in the middle of my failure? Maybe he intended for your failure to be the thing that propelled you to your success. That young man, when he learned to stop looking at his past failures and start grabbing hold of his success, he was able to propel himself. Now, God, he laid a path for him, but he was able to propel himself past his past failures and move forward and find a place of success. And I'm here and I'm proud to say that he just graduated this past year in a ministerial class to where now he is a licensed minister. Now, I know somebody would say, well, I wouldn't trust that. He's probably going to end up. No, he has looked carefully at his failure and determined that place where the dead thing lies, I will no longer reside there. I am moving forward to new life, to new vision, to new destiny. What is clogging up, blocking your pathway for success? You were created to be successful. I want to ask you, what is it? You may know and then you may not know. But while we get ready for this break, I want you to ask yourself the question, what is the thing that has me stuck? What are the things? Because many times it's not one thing, it's multiple things that's blocking your pathway to success. I'm going to say this while I take the break. I don't know you, but I know that if we are doing this show, it is for someone who's missing their place of success. And I'm telling you, it's time for you to rise up and move forward. Hey, look, this is Regina Johnson. I'm coming to you by NHISG Sports Media. Refresh. We'll be back in a moment.
The word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it the person down the street, you know, who so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time. time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Welcome me back to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson, your host. Show being brought to you by NHISG Sports Media 101 Radio. Hey, look, we're talking about today about clearing a path for your success. And we've just kind of been discussing about past relationships that are still lying in the road to my success, past failures that are lying in the road to my success. And so now I want to just kind of jump on this thing about mourning the loss of loved ones. And I know you're like, going, what does that have to do with my success? Let me tell you something. There are many people that when they died, we died with them. And the best of us went into the grave. And I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I don't know if it was your husband or if it was your wife or a child. I'm not saying that you cannot mourn them or love them or even have thoughts of them, but I'm going to tell you, it would not be their desire for your whole life to stop and you not to live out the vision, your God-given destiny, because they are gone, because they are gone. When my father passed away, it actually propelled me. It wasn't because he was a bad father or anything like that. My father was a great father, but because when he left, I knew he had such great dreams and vision for me that it sort of just propelled me. I believe that whatever bad circumstance comes in your life, it has the opportunity to do one or two things. It can even either push you, propel you, if you would, to your next level of success, or it can destroy you. And so today I want to tell you to make a choice to allow whatever it was, whoever it was that passed away, that you lost, you know, and you say, well, you don't understand what I'm talking about. I do. Trust me. I do. I lost my father. I lost my sister when I was only 5 years old. I've lost children. So I do know. I do know what that's like to lose someone. I've lost grandparents. I've lost friends. As since I've been a pastor of a church, I have lost members, and I mean not like you know, the sister that's like 106 years old and then finally lets go. No, just past year I lost a young girl who was, and I say a young girl because I'm older, but I lost a young girl who was 25 years old on the side of the road. She pulled over to help someone else who was in a wreck. And her car was hit and she was killed, you know, trying to help someone else. So I know what it's like to lose people that you love. But I know that it would never be their desire to see you stall out in life, to see you. And just even while I'm saying that, and I know to the mother that's lost the child, and you can't move forward and you're letting go of your marriage, I want to encourage you right now to don't lose another thing. Don't let go of another thing. I know you're mourning. I know you're struggling. I know you're broken. But I'm telling you, for no other reason, live for the ones that lost their lives. Live for those. Live for a life and have meaning. Make their lives have meaning, but do not allow it to become this big thing, this boulder that is resting in the middle of your pathway that leads to your success. One thing I understand why it's that I understand for myself why it's so important that I am successful in what I do, because there are so many people that are holding on to my skirt tail, holding on to my coat, my jacket, coat tail, thank you. It's holding on to my coat tail that when I plunge forward into success, they're going to fall through the very door that's been opened up for me. It will open up for them. It will open up for my children and my children's children. And so I believe that there's always this counter activity that's going opposite, opposing my destiny of success. And so it's imperative that I recognize the things that were only meant for a moment, to not allow them to last a lifetime. He said, well, I will remember my mother, my child, my son, my daughter, my whatever. It's almost like it's hard for me to move forward. Well, I want to ask you this question. If they really loved you, do you think that they would want you to miss out on all the opportunities? Well, you're saying, well, I don't know how to go forward. I can't move forward without them. Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, let me rephrase that. No, you're right. You don't have to move forward without them. Take them with you. Every time I stand up on a platform to speak anywhere, my mother is alive, my father is gone, but I take them with me everywhere I go. and I try to do my absolute best so that they will be proud of me. Now, I know, according to my faith, my Father's in heaven, right? And so things are beautiful and splendid, and his thoughts are not towards me. And I know that might be hard for someone to even grasp, but I do believe that those that have gone on before us, they're cheering us on. I do believe that. I believe that his thoughts are not on like, oh, I miss you, I'm broken, but I believe that his thoughts are towards me like, you know what, hey, I know you can do it. I know you can finish your course. I know you can do this journey and you can do it well. And because I bear his name, I want to represent him well. I'm like that even with the Lord. Jesus gave his life for me, so I want to represent kingdom well. I don't want to just live some life just haphazardly. I don't want to live a lifetime of mourning and depression and oppression over moments that I can no longer grab hold to. They are done. They happen. They happen. The reason why I can tell you that was that when I was 5 years old, I lost my sister. And I mourned her until I was 30 years old and didn't even realize that I was mourning her. I just knew there was this shadow, this cloud that was over my life. And her death actually created the circumstances surrounding her death, created this place of insecurity and fear in me. She died. We were in a car accident and she died shortly thereafter. And I'm thinking she's all right. And my father comes home from the hospital and he tells me, he says, your sister died. When that happened for a young child, what that said to me was that, you know, life is not sure. Things happen. And so what it did was it put me in this box. And so I was afraid that, you know, something might happen to my mother or father, or something might happen to me. And just this spirit of fear of death just pursued me. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but I know someone that is listening over this airway. You're so afraid of dying, so afraid of losing people that you can't even live on this side. I want to tell you today, address it. Move that fear off of your pathway to success. If you're so afraid to take the next step, you will always be bound to things that have happened in your past. When I realized what was going on with me, I took a day and I mourned her loss. I mean, like I really just, I cried. I'm 30 years old crying about something that happened, you know, 25 years, you know, well, that's probably not right. Yeah, 20, if I'm 30, at 30, it would have been 25 years before. But I mourned it like it had just happened. I mean, I cried and I wept and I said out loud, just out in the air, even though I doubt she can hear me, but I said, I miss you. I miss everything about you. I wish I could have grown up with you. And once I did that, I grabbed hold of my life and I began to move forward. I'm not going to tell you you're not going to be afraid. I'm not going to tell you that things will not enter into your pathway of success to try to stop you. Disbelief, doubters, haters, you know, self-sabotage will enter onto that pathway. But I'm telling you today, whatever is there, wrestle it to the ground, move it to the side, and see your success come forth. Clear your path. What is in your path? What are the things that are in your path? You know, it's hard for me not to even just, like I'm sitting here and I'm crying on the air because I know what it's like to be stuck. But that's not the plan, not for your life, for you to be stuck. So I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come right back. And I want you to really think about what we've been talking about and make a choice to live, to live, to live and be successful. I'll be right back. You listen to Regina Johnson, your host for Refresh.
The word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers, my sisters, let's gut it up, because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it the person down the street, you know, so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Hi, this is Regina Johnson, and I'm coming to you by NHISG Sports Media. The show today is Refresh. I am your host. We have been discussing clearing a path for your success. Hey, look, if you've not been listening to us, I want you to go back and download the replay, because I think you really need to hear this, and I believe that it will be encouraging to you to get past some things that have been blocking your pathway to success. We've been discussing how past relationships can block our success, how failed ventures can block our success, how losing a loved one can block our success. I want to touch now on missed opportunities. When I was growing up, I would always say, I never want to be that person that says, I wish I shoulda, coulda, woulda. As I am growing older, I realize now that you have many opportunities to be able to say that in your life, but let's limit those things. Let's say we missed an opportunity, all right? Do you think that's the only opportunity that you will ever have? If you're so focused on your missed opportunity, you will miss out on your opportunities, the multiple opportunities that will come in your direction. When we are so focused on what I missed instead of what I can obtain, it's impossible for me to grab hold of what's in front of me. There are so many people that are telling stories about things that happened and failing to move forward to the things that are set in place for us to have success. It's like, I didn't answer the phone, so I missed that job, or I was sick and I missed that opportunity, or I didn't have the degree, so I wasn't hired for that opportunity. Okay, so you need to learn how to say, so what? What about all the things that are in front of me? As a matter of fact, maybe it's time for you to create new opportunities for your success. That has a way of being, missed opportunity has a way of being this big boulder sitting in the middle of our path, because now I'm thinking I can't move on because I needed step A. Okay, so you don't have a college degree, and you didn't graduate from high school, and so you are divorced, and so you have had multiple children out of wedlock. Okay. Your father was an alcoholic or a drug addict. All right. You grew up in the projects. So you have to look at those things and stop saying, you know, if I was raised by parents that were better than my mom and my dad, I would have been able to go to college. Look, there are plenty of kids who had great moms and dads that didn't go to college and still are having great success. You can no longer live a life of excuses from missed opportunities. I remember one time hearing this girl say, I am angry with my mother because she didn't put me in dance lessons. I'm like, are you kidding? We are 40. Are you still mad because someone didn't? Why didn't you put yourself in dance classes when you became, you know, old enough? But no, it's easier to say, oh, I missed that chance when I was a child, and now there's nothing that I can do about it. You'd be surprised at how many people are taking ground in places that they missed when they were children. Excuses, everyone has one, but you need to limit them. I mean, yeah, there are some things that really happen. Yeah, if your story was, okay, I had childhood diabetes and was on insulin and I was very ill and I couldn't move forward, or I had this thing that happened. I was in a car accident, or I was ill, or you know, things like that. My parents died. But let me tell you something. When you're able to stand and keep moving, there is another gentleman that I know. His son has Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. And I knew the kid from when he was a little boy. And I remember when the onset of it was, he started stumbling and tripping and was unable to keep his balance, but he still was going to school every day. I watched him go from that to where he was in a wheelchair. He kept on going to school and making A's and B's. And then we watched as his body began to lose all of his his strength, to where he had to use oxygen, but he was in a wheelchair. And he's still going to college today. This child has graduated from college. He's in his junior year. I mean, he's graduated from high school. He's in his junior year in college. He is in an electric wheelchair. He uses the touch modems to help get his work done. He is in the top percentage of his class. He is doing great. If anyone would have an excuse, it would be him. We can go back to let's look at some of the celebrities. Let's look at Stevie Wonder, who lost his, he was actually born blind. Didn't limit him. So as it was, he was talented and whatever. He could have said, you know what, I want to see like everyone else. But instead of that, he grabbed hold of the world and contributed how he was able to, using his gift to cause him to propel to the next level. Or let's look at Ray Charles, who lost his sight as a little boy. It did not stop him. And people weren't easy on him if you watched his story. But he was able to find his place of success. Stop giving excuses for why you have not moved forward. I know it's comfortable to be able to lie back in that place of where, where I can say, oh, woe is me. I'm sick. Oh, woe is me. Oh, I broke my leg, or I'm crippled. Or, woe is me. Let me tell you something. There is a story that's so powerful. There is and I'm sure there are many, but this is the story that I'm aware of. There is this evangelist that travels. You may have even seen him on television. I wish I could think of his name to help, you know, bring credibility to what I'm saying. But he has no arms and no legs. He actually, and when I say no legs, he has found balance on just sitting on his trunk. When I say trunk, I mean he just has the upper torso of his body, head, and then he has these little appendages that stick out from his side, and he has feet that kind of stick out underneath his trunk, and that's it. Let me tell you something. This guy is married, and he has a kid. What stopped him? He tours all over the United States, ministering to hundreds of thousands of people, speaking on, great platforms. If anyone should have had a right to give up, he should have. And then let's think about the parents of children that are born of great birth defects. If anyone has a right to give up, it would have been them. But I'm telling you, you can look around you and see people doing extraordinary things when they choose to remove the things out of their path that have said, according to what man's standards are, that you should not be able to make it. Let me tell you something. I don't know what your issue is. I don't know what the thing is that's been blocking your path. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what you have been dealt with in this life. You can be successful. Ask yourself, what is really blocking my path? Is it really my illness or is it an excuse? Is it really the death of a loved one or is it just an excuse? Is it really fear? Do I doubt that I have the ability to be able to get the job done? Or is it really, something truly there? Even if it's there, even if that boulder that's in your path of success is real, what I want to tell you is that you learn how to maneuver around it and find your success. You were created to be great. I'm just going to take this moment to really just reinforce this thing. You are not created to live a mediocre life. You are not created to live a substandard, type life. I know everybody can't be the president. Everyone won't be the doctor. But let me tell you something. You can be the best janitor that even like, I mean, like that has ever, come through like whatever company you're a part of. Let someone know that you have been there. That is success. If you see yourself, oh, I'm just a janitor. There is no such thing as just a anything. Oh, I'm just a teacher. Oh, I'm just a doctor. Oh, I'm just a whatever. No, I am a successful whatever. There is a lady who, and I use this, not because I'm downplaying being a janitor or a domestic engineer. Let me tell you something. I knew a lady who would come and clean for me because I'm horrible. I am like the queen of make a stack. So if you want me to come over and clean something for you, you've got the wrong sister. And not because I think I'm above it, but because I will make 900 stacks and move them from one location to the next. That's just how my little head works. That's because she didn't see herself as a janitor. Because she didn't see herself as someone that cleans houses. She had a gift to clean, and she would not allow anything to stand in the path of success. Let me tell you something. When you take your gift and you don't allow anything to stop it, you can make resources for not only for yourself, but for others. I knew a girl who started out just cleaning, and she turned that into a business. And this girl at the age of, I want to say, were about 20 employees working for her while she was out playing because she took the gift and did not allow me to say, oh, you just clean houses? No, she would not allow that to be her boulder in her pathway. She took it and made it a thriving business. I've watched people come from other countries in our area. A lot of people have come from Mexico. I live in. These people have started businesses, and I know what you're saying. There are things that are implemented and put in place for them to have success. Let me tell you, I'm talking about the ones that I know. Nothing was put in place for them, but they believe that they have the ability, based on what they didn't look at, what they had gone through to get here. They didn't look at what they had lost when they were back at home. They looked at opportunity is staring me in the face, and whatever's in my way, whether it's a language barrier or no one believing in me, have taken little jobs, mowing lawns, cleaning, whatever, and have turned them into thriving businesses. Let me tell you something. I get ready to close. You have the ability to have success. Whatever is in your path, move it out of the way and get moving towards your new destiny. You've been listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. I'll see you next Sunday, 6 Central Standard Time, 7 Eastern. Have a blessed week.